Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the flipping and dipping in the political media. Today's topic, The Sidewalks of New York, A Tale of Media Bias, Part 2. Last Friday, I talked about my delivering newspapers in New York as a boy. Well, the Big Apple, home of that much-ridiculed example of mainstream media, the New York Times, is hardly a one-newspaper town. If I were to point out that the Wall Street Journal has had a long-standing pro-business editorial policy, your reaction would be most likely, well, duh, this is where all the stockbrokers and bankers read. And you would be right. The bankers and brokers were buying the Journal, not any of the other papers. I had a friend whose father worked as a linotype operator for the Daily News. His dad was proud of the fact that the Daily News was the working man's paper. And he was right. It and the Post were the favorites of blue-collar workers. Newsday had made its mark on the scene by offering afternoon home delivery to suburban housewives. That was the role I played. So who did that leave to buy the Times? Urban professionals not in banking and financing. A rather, shall we say, politically progressive audience. That is the key to really understanding media bias. Once a media organization defines its audience based on political criteria, its content will almost immediately become similarly oriented. So forget the surveys about political registration of reporters. Reporters are smart enough to know what side of their bread is buttered on and will either adjust accordingly or change jobs to a place they don't have to. The same thing goes for surveys of media management. Any media executive who does not know their audience is on the fast track to becoming an ex-media executive. So is all the media bias really just a matter of the media accommodating the biases of its audiences? Mostly, but there's still one other factor, which I'll cover on Friday. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.